This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, thank you for joining us today at Startup to Success with a very, very special guest, Dr. Demon, who has been my mentor for the past 20 years. And he is also extremely special because he serves as the Associate Dean, Chair and Director of the MBA Program and Professor of Management at Woodbury University School of Business. He also teaches courses pertaining to ethical leadership, sustainability, organizational behavior and strategy, and spirituality in the workplace in the MBA program. He is also the author, co-author, editor of more than 35 books. His most recent books include Bhagavad Gita and Leadership, Holistic Leadership, and Gandhian Leadership. And last but not least, he is the recipient of several national and international professional honors, as well as the winner of the Steve Allen Excellence in Education Award and the prestigious ACBSP International Teacher of the Year Award. Dr. Demon, I'm so thrilled to have you on my show. You have been my inspiration for the past 20 years. I was actually a student at Woodbury University, and that's how I had the privileged to meet you. And I'm so excited to share you with our listeners on the show as well as the podcast. So welcome to Startup to Success.
Maria, I'm delighted that you provided me this opportunity, but I'm more delighted that existence provided me the opportunity to have you in class and be in the same space with you, because I believe that you brought and you bring, continue to bring a very distinct, unmistakably distinct energy to whatever you do. You carry that as a part of your innate radiance, so to speak. So I am glad that I got our paths crossed in that relation in the school setting. And then you continue to, I still remember receiving a call from you. You said to me one time, Dr. Demon, I am making good money. Everything is good, but I'm not happy.
Yes.
So I think that is something, the values that you imbibed while you were in the MBA program, plus the values that your parents gave you and what you already learned. So I am equally delighted to be with you.
Thank you, Dr. Demon. Thank you. And thank you for always being the inspiration behind my, I would say, the leadership work. I think you've always helped me, anchored me to stay really true to myself. And I do remember those calls, those emails where I would reach out to you and say, I need help. I'm doing really well, but for some reason, I'm just not happy. Something's off. And we would have our meetings.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then everything was just fine. I would realize that obviously something isn't really right. That's why I'm not happy. And my usually inner guidance usually helps me guide it. And thank you for always being that outside voice to guide me.
Sure.
And I'm so excited to share you with my listeners, because I think, you've been a huge blessing for me. And I hope that you will be, on this show. I know we only have limited time together, but I'm hoping that some of the advice that you could give to the listeners who are either starting out with their entrepreneurship journey, or they're at a level where they need to take their business to a whole different level and scale it and hire more people. And this is where leadership comes in so handy, and it's so important to really have a solid leadership style, because that's how you build a team ultimately, as a leader. So I would love for you to share any advice you can give and share more about leadership with our listeners.
Maria, it's so kind of you that you ask for my opinion and or advice, but I always feel that whenever I'm in a setting like that, I don't consider myself to be an expert or a teacher even. I consider that that we are two friends and we are sitting under a big tree, under the shade of a big tree. And we are just talking about things that we are both passionate about. So let's put it this way. Now, leadership is a very special quality. It's a very special function, because if somebody is an ineffective employee, let's say that there's one person, he or she is not really up and up with his or her assignment. You know, this person is really doesn't fully understand what it is and doesn't do it in the excellent manner. He's a B or C grade employee, let's put it this way, for a lack of a better word. Now, if that's the case, the loss is only one person, not a good performer. But if a leader is not good, you can understand if the leader is inept or ineffective, so you can see how it affects the entire organization. So first of all, we should understand, for example, entrepreneurs, you know, when they start a business, they just don't do everything themselves. You know, they depend on many people. You know, soon they start hiring employees and all that, right? So all of those people's livelihood or their, they just look up to them. So first of all, any person who wants to embark upon the journey of being a leader should realize that it is a position of responsibility. It is not a position of position. It is a position of responsibility. And the only redemption for somebody who wants to be a leader, if they want to be really redeemed, is this, that they look at their job as, excuse me, that I am not a leader, but I am given an opportunity to serve.
Yes.
So in my book, if I have to use the word leadership in the correct way, not without, within quotes, you know, generally people talk about leadership within quotes. If I can use the word leadership, because see, even human beings, we are all human beings within quotes, but there are few people who are human beings without quotes. So same way, all leaders are. So if I have to use the word leaders, I would say servant leader. That will be more close. The second point, Maria, about leadership is, after you realize, is this, if I am a leader and I have something personal to accomplish in my life, for example, I want to make more money, nothing wrong. We're not criticizing that. It's a legitimate desire which has its place in a particular domain, no problem. And if I'm a human being, I'm very ambitious, I want to be famous, I want to become a celebrity, no problem. We grant it to the person. Or I want to be really, really successful. I want, wherever I go, people should ask for my autographs, no problem. What I'm saying is, if somebody has these strong personal ambition, they should not become leader. They should first fulfill those ambitions. When those ambitions are fulfilled and a person has nothing left to do for themselves, only then a person should embark upon the journey to be a leader. The third point I want to make it, and which is very relevant to your question about entrepreneurs, how they can take the success to the next level, is this. Actually, I will make 2 points related. One, every human being, regardless gender, where they were born, what's their age, how they look, how much income they make, where they live, what kind of lifestyle, social strata they are in, regardless of every conceivable category, every human being is just looking for, hunting for one thing, and that is self-expression. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to, what you are doing is you're trying to express yourself. You were a consultant with good companies like Mercedes-Benz and Infiniti. Your idea was not to be a consultant. Your idea, in a very unspeakable manner, you wanted to express yourself that way.
Right.
So the desire to express oneself is very, very, very deep-seated. So let's approach leadership as a way of self-expression, self-discovery. It is a journey into one's own soul. It is a journey that you take internally. Only then you will be externally effective. A person who has not taken an internal journey will not be effective in the outer. So first thing, ask yourself, is this how I want to express myself? And if the answer is no, then doesn't matter how much money you make, how high your position is, internally, you will feel empty. internally you will feel the existential vacuum. So
you know, I went through that.
I know. I remember that call.
And you walked me through the steps.
You literally said, Professor Diman, I'm unhappy, make me happy. I said, I don't have any mantra, but we can talk.
Yeah.
So you see that. And once Maria, now see the joy on your face now.
Yeah.
When you're doing this. Because I knew that. I knew that you have a bigger mission.
Right.
Then you have limited, you had drawn lines around yourself.
Yeah.
That you're a consultant, this company. You can be a CEO of the whole universe, doesn't matter. And still feel empty inside.
Right.
That's what Bible says, you know. What if one gains the whole world and loses himself or herself? What good is that?
Yeah.
Right? So first question a person has to ask, day in, day out, whatever job they are doing, leadership, entrepreneurship, and whatnot. Is this how I want to be, how I want to express myself? Is it the best self-expression I can present? If the answer is no too many times, then one shouldn't do it. Once the answer is yes, now you can ask me, how do you know that this is the correct self-expression? I would say you would know. It's yeah. like when you have a headache, you know you have a headache.
Yeah.
You don't ask somebody else, do I have a headache? You know it, right?
Right.
It's like that. It's like, for example, let me see. This is a bottle. Huh? It has a lid on it. Huh? This lid fits perfectly.
Right.
There is no play. This is how that is. What you choose and who you are is this. What you choose is the lid. It has a perfect fit and you would know it. There is no mistake about it. So first thing, self-expression. Second thing, at the top of self-expression, we not only want to self-express, we want to surpass ourselves. That's what you're trying to do. You were doing so many things, but you still wanted to do more. You wanted to surpass. And you see people, you might have seen people, you know, they will say, oh, you know, I was not able to go to college, but I want my kids to go to college. They now want to surpass themselves through their next generation.
Right.
This is a very deep-seated desire. Very deep-seated desire. So when you choose this profession as a leader, make sure that these two things are respected. I will make one more comment and then I will then have you ask the, you know, whatever you have in mind. And that is, if you ask me, what is the most important contribution or function or work a leader can do? It is just this. A leader, Maria, is nothing more, nothing less than a good finder, good hyphen finder. All he or she does is tries to discover good in others, goodness or greatness in others, give them the confidence to run with it, to help them run with that goodness and greatness. Meaning he or she is just like a teacher, connecting the goodness and the greatness within a person, with that person. That's it. Connecting the person with the greatness and goodness within. That's all. So as a leader, let's remember our mission is finding good. Let's become good finders. And what more great a person can do, you know, that you discover goodness, you help them polish it, and then you also help them share that goodness with the rest of the humanity. So that's how
I love that. And that was going to be my next question, because I find myself motivating a lot of my team members to become entrepreneurs, to take that journey. When I see a talent in them and I do see that they're able to lead and take ownership of projects and I know the potential could be unlimited if they were to take the leap and be on their own, I try mm-hmm. to encourage them and help them become their own little leader of their own little team, you know. And I
yes,
that's my next question, where, you know, a lot of times people ask me, well, if you're motivating all your team members to become entrepreneurs, then how can you keep your team together, right? Which is a really solid question.
Yes.
Right?
A very good question.
If I'm encouraging all my employees, my contractors, my freelancers to just go on and build their own agencies,
they will leave.
they would leave. But, you know, on the contrary, I never thought that way. And if anything, I feel like they've helped me even more. Even with building their own agencies, they're always there for me to support me at a level where probably before they couldn't have done that. And so I, to your point, I think as a leader, we have to prioritize and understand that responsibilities number one. And I think that's how I took that. That's why I did what I did, because I was like, well, I'm responsible to help this person to achieve the most that they can achieve, because I do see the talent in them that I've possessed at their age. And I wish someone had told me sooner that, hey, you should do this and that. And I had to learn it the hard way sometimes, but thanks to you, I was always back on the right track. But I think the other question that I have for you, well, I guess that was not really a question because you answered my question before I asked you, is obviously COVID has impacted a lot of small business owners' lives and entrepreneurs' lives, and it's probably affecting them in many negative ways, because I think with unemployment being given to a lot of these employees, people are choosing not to work versus working, right? And it's been hard. Mm-hmm. And being in the marketing field, I am in the front line with a lot of these businesses where they want to open their, whether it's their dealerships or retail stores or whatever, but they're not able to get their employees back to work. So this is a really serious problem.
You're right.
So my question to you would be, as a leader, other than obviously, you know, other than willing to pay them more so that they could be encouraged to go back to work,
and entice them with more money.
How else would you recommend that these business owners bring back their team, or just build a team at this point?
It's a tough one. And, you know, I don't think that I have any like magic bullet type of recipe to lure those great, good workers back. But a couple of things, Maria, we have to understand about this phenomenon. I would call this pandemic as one of the tests that humanity goes through every now and then, every 100, 200, 300 years. It seems to be whenever these things happen, we think that, oh my God, why is it happening to us? I don't think it ever happened to anybody. No, there have been bigger pandemics than this, and humanity survived just as fine. As somebody said that whenever there's a tsunami, there are some new beaches also. So the point is, we should, in this particular, and then I will come to your question. In this case, we should understand that this is a natural part of life. Life has its ebb and flow. You know, sometimes there are highs and sometimes there are lows, and sometimes those lows continue, just like the lockdown and other things have continued, but things are opening up. But the point I want to make is you will realize that seems to be the case. I try to, Maria, one of my life work has been, and you will appreciate the philosophical tinge here, I try to discover universals among generals. Mm. Some general things are happening. Okay, no problem. But what is the universal aspect of it that we can take with us and learn, which is universally applicable to everybody? So one of the universal aspects is this. Whenever a crisis happens, and you have, as a consultant, you must have watched that firsthand, I'm sure. Whenever a crisis hits a company, an organization. Let's say there are two companies. They are in the same business. They are in marketing. Both are equally competitive, like Pepsi and Coke. And they are like neck to neck. And a similar situation is presented to them. Some crisis happens. People stop drinking soft drinks. You know, there is some health revolution overnight.
Right.
Wiser, they don't want any carbonated drinks in their body. That's a crisis. Now, both companies will not be equally affected. A company which is better prepared will be less affected by this. So first of all, whenever any good or bad happens in the organization, in the environment of the organization, a company or an entrepreneur who is better prepared will benefit more from the good and will get harmed less from the bad, as compared to, so the responsibility for individual excellence still remains, whether COVID or no COVID. That one should always remember. Nobody talks about this and right sizing, this brain sizing or downsizing.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.